Okay.
Welcome to the Yorkville Public Library Board of Trustees meeting, January 13th. Can I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Milshewski?
Here.
Gatz?
Here.
Forrestal?
Here.
Garcia?
Here.
Mix?
Here.
Schumacher?
Here.
Hedman?
Here.
And Pasola?
Here.
Recognition of our visitors. We have our friends of the library liaison today. Kathy Murphy. Any amendments to the agenda? No. New trustee oath of office. We have a new trustee with us tonight, Ms. Sharon Mix.
Here. Nice to meet you.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. So I just read this. Okay. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Illinois, and that I will faithfully discharge the duties of the office of the Yorkville Public Library trustee according to the best of my ability.
Thank you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
We don't have any presentations, and so we have minutes for approval. December 9th, Board Trustees meeting. I make a motion that we approve the minutes as presented.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes. Gatz?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
And Milshewski?
Yes.
Any correspondence, Sean?
No.
Public comment? We don't have any public comment. And we'll have our friends of the library report.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Friends of the Library has two major fundraisers every year, and this one coming up February 2nd is the annual
mini golf
fundraiser. It's on February 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and this will be our 11th fundraiser for mini golf. And we're all looking forward to it. I think it's a fun time, and we've got a lot of good response. We have, if you've been in the lobby, you'll see many baskets of raffle items, and we've already gotten quite a few people purchasing tickets for that, so that's a good thing. We hope that you can join us. We're setting up on Saturday, and we have a lot of help for that, and we're grateful for that, because the wooden holes were made, I guess, 11 or 12 years ago, and they're up in the attic up here. Haul them down and set them up and everything. So it's a fun time, and I hope you can all join us. And that's all I have today. Thank you.
Yeah. I'll be there. Staff comment? No. Report of our treasurer.
Okay, nothing bigger outstanding than our goals and life. So I'd like to petition a motion to approve the notice as presented, with total notice paid in the amount of $31,520.94. Total payroll in the amount of $39,565.06. For total disbursements of $71,086.
Second. Roll call.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Mix?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Hedman?
Yes.
Pasola?
Yes.
Milshewski?
Yes.
And Gatz?
Yes.
Report of our library director?
Yes. So we had our friends in the library meeting today. Wanted to share some of the financials with that community and share it with us. They have 21 paid sponsors and 2 in-kind sponsors. So they collected over $3,000 for sponsorship for this. The raffle tickets went on sale on the 6th, last Monday. And they've already collected $500 in raffle ticket sales.
That's awesome.
And $200 in pre-sale event tickets.
That's awesome.
Wow. They're off to a really, really good
start.
They are. We are also going to be doing, not the science, he's going to be doing a tablescape fundraiser again this year. It was scheduled for, April 5th. So we had a couple of planning committee meetings, and the Friends approved, $300 for table, nice looking table skirts for all of the 12 tables that we're going to have here.
Nice.
So they'll look really nice.
Yeah.
And I believe they have the 12 decorators now, and we're working on getting the 12 nonprofit or community groups that we're going to have a benefit.
Nice.
Well, they also approved some money to start up a second Dungeons and Dragons club.
Wow.
Mike presented today that Dungeons and Dragons is the third most popular adult program, with they average about 40 people in attendance every month, and they have a wait list to join Dungeons and Dragons because it's so big, that they're going to start a second
group. Oh, wow.
So the Friends are providing the money to start up, buy the supplies for that second group as well. So, yeah, very exciting. Excuse me, the most popular adult program right now is yoga, chair yoga.
Yes, there is.
And they are looking at the possibility of two times a week to hold chair yoga. The second most popular program is our ELL classes.
So that's good.
Those bring in the most
people.
Among people per month, based on this calculation. He also reported on creating a, I believe I told you about this last night, Magic the Gathering group. It's similar to the Dungeons and Dragons, I believe it's like a role play. And a member from our Friends at the Library put Mike in touch with an organization that provides monetary funds to start clubs like this. So I believe we were able to procure some money for funds for starting this program too. He's also doing our Your Friend in Health series again. This was a woman that I met at the Clubful Chamber that has put her in touch with Mike, and she does a monthly series on health talks. We're also going to be partnering with the Conservation Foundation again this year to do the series on the Fox River. So
yes.
The first program will be on January 22nd, and it will feature presenter. His name is Johnson. I believe he's a teacher in Oswego, but he has canoed the Fox River, and he has documented photos on that, so he's going to present on 100 years later. So,
cool.
I guess he's a really great engaging speaker, so they're having him. In February, they will be doing a program on pollinators. In March, it will be freshwater mussels.
Oh, yeah.
Because back in the day, there was a factory down by the river, a button factory.
A button factory.
Yep, and they used the mussels from the river to make buttons.
You can still find the shells in the river today.
Especially when the river was really low.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The shell would be really interesting.
Wow.
And then in April, it will be fish of the box.
Yeah,
those programs are really well-attended and very engaging speakers. So our chiller was rescheduled for installation. So the new date is Monday, January 20th, and Tuesday, January 21st. Those are 2 days that the school is not in session.
Mm-hmm.
So it works out well for the delivery of the equipment and not have to I ordered new carpet runners and carpet desk mats for desk at the library is trying to protect our carpet as well as we can. There's a ton of salt out there today. I don't know if you saw that coming in, so it comes in here, but yeah, it didn't do that. So I also attended the Library Association's annual legislative meetup. It was in DeKalb this year. Had the opportunity to speak with legislators in our district, and we had just Congresswoman Underwood's office sent a representative. So I was lucky to sit with her at lunch and talk with her. Was able to hear some of the things that we were doing and that, so I'm always trying to invite them in.
Right.
So Senator Suresan and Representative Davis, they were not in attendance. So I think maybe next year maybe I'll shoot them an email and say, hope to see you.
Yeah.
If not, please come to the library and give a tour. I submitted the per capita grant, and so all of those sessions that we have done for the last 4 months, now we are officially
That's good.
And some of these handouts that I'll talk about as well. First one is the updating the policy book for the mission. The mission and vision statement that we can pull up all the things. The other one is a preliminary information guide that we have posted on our service desks. It's for, in the case of an audit, all of the information is readily available right there. Then there is the flyer for our community. So if you haven't, you can go to our website, click the resources tab, and then drop down to the learning tab, and click the community. Sign up with your library card.
Nice.
We'd love to get the stats of people.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
So, Brian, I know you had asked about maybe some of those classes. So, if you need any help, let me know. Yeah, check it out.
Great.
This is, and this would be, this is available to you by the library card?
Yes, anybody that has your library card. Okay. Yeah. And then the last one is updating.
Yes.
With
sharing
right
in place of. Yes.
In place of the ones that Rosie had.
Yes.
You are on the finance and the personnel committee.
Okay. Perfect. That was good. Thank you. Our city liaison is not present. We did not have any standing committees. We didn't have any unfinished business, which is good. new business set the finance committee, which we already have a meeting.
Yes.
So the finance committee.
Finance committee is Jackie,
she's the chairperson. She's a chairperson.
Jason, Sharon, Tara.
And Gabe. Mm-hmm. So you guys need to schedule a meeting.
So I have some dates available. If you guys want to let me know if any of these work for you. So this is to start budget planning for FY26.
Yes.
We have to have that approved by April. So I figured we could do the initial visit, just do a rough draft kind of thing, and then the next month or whatever we decide, we can invite Rob in with our ideas, and then we can develop a draft budget for what that might look like for us.
Right.
This room is available next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Does anybody have any conflicts with that? That would be the 20th, 21st, 23rd. Any one of those dates work? Or we have to go to the 29th. Those are the only open dates for this room. Wednesday, what? Wednesday, there is a presentation here, so we can't meet in this room. And if the meeting goes anytime after 7, we have to have, it has to be accessible to the public. So you could do a 6 o'clock meeting, but it has to have a hard stop at 7. And you can meet somewhere else in the room, which I don't see.
Why it would be that long?
An hour.
Yeah.
Where that would be an issue. So we could do a Wednesday meeting.
In the board.
We would have to do it, yes, somewhere else. But we could start at 6, but it has to hard stop.
At 7. The 22nd?
I can do that.
The 22nd?
Wednesday, the 22nd.
Make sure Marty's available too. She said yes.
Where would it be?
In the boardroom. Upstairs. I mean, upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Let me check one thing.
Yes, that's the only one that works for me, actually.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say. Jason's checking.
I'm looking.
And Sharon, you're good for that
night?
Yep, I'm good.
All right, let's do that. February 22nd, 6 o'clock.
Okay. And then.
Finance.
And then now we need to set a policy committee meeting.
Right, and the policy committee is.
For Sola.
Carrie, the chairperson. Schumacher, Tara, and.
Me. What day?
Again, if we do it in this room, same applies.
Monday, Wednesday?
It can be Monday or Thursday.
Oh, Monday.
Yeah, so the 3rd or the 6th, or we could do it any of those days in the board. But this one probably will last longer than an hour, so I would
prefer here.
Carrie, do you have any?
Both of those
dates
look
for
me. Me too.
She said her too.
The 3rd or the 6th? You're good?
The 3rd or the 6th. My preference would be the 3rd, if that's okay. But I can only go for the 6th.
You might as well get on a Monday and do that.
The 3rd?
So Monday the 3rd? On the agenda. And so then the meeting, I make a motion that we adjourn.
Roll call.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.